Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of dopamine decluttering. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next high? Like your brain is on a relentless quest for instant gratification? You're not alone, folks. We live in a world designed to keep us hooked. Notifications buzzing, endless scrolling, that dopamine rush every time we get a like. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from this cycle and cultivate a deeper sense of peace and contentment? Today, we're diving into the power of self-compassion through acceptance. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with another fluffy, feel-good episode, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself or giving in to every whim. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness that you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie is struggling, do you berate them for their mistakes? No way. You offer support, empathy, and maybe even a slice of chocolate cake, though, hey, no judgment if it's a whole cheesecake. It's the same with yourself. So, how do we actually build this inner sanctuary of self-compassion? First, let's ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. Life is messy, folks. We all stumble, make mistakes, and sometimes fall flat on our faces. Instead of beating ourselves up over every slip-up, let's acknowledge that it's part of being human. Imagine a beautiful mosaic. Each piece, even the chipped ones, contributes to the bigger picture. Second, practice mindful awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice yourself spiraling into self-criticism, gently redirect your attention to your breath, your senses, or something grounding in the present moment. Like a mental reset button, it can help break the cycle of negativity. Third, cultivate a sense of gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we already have can shift our perspective dramatically. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the small things. A warm cup of coffee, a friendly smile, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These little moments of joy add up. Fourth, remember that you're not alone. Everyone struggles with self-doubt and insecurity at times. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly healing. Join a support group, talk to a trusted friend, or simply acknowledge that millions of people are on the same journey. Finally, treat yourself with kindness. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to someone you love. Offer words of encouragement, celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and be patient with yourself when things get tough. Remember, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be so hard on herself, constantly comparing her achievements to others, beating herself up for every little mistake. One day, she realized that this relentless self-criticism was just draining her energy and joy. So, she started practicing mindful meditation, focusing on gratitude, and treating herself with more kindness. The change was incredible. Sarah started radiating a sense of confidence and peace that drew people to her. She learned that true success isn't about achieving perfection, but about embracing the journey with self-compassion. Remember, folks, building self-compassion is an ongoing process, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to be kind to yourself along the way. But trust me, it's worth it. When you cultivate self-compassion, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities, greater happiness, deeper connections, and a life lived with more intention and purpose. So, take a deep breath, offer yourself a little kindness, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Now go out there and embrace the journey, and don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, keep decluttering those dopamine distractions and live your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.